OS.com.
King, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, good morning. I don't know where to start with you, Joe. The fact that I know you stink as an athlete.
Not true. Come on, I'm not you, Howard. Come on.
No, it's all right.
I mean, let's be real here, Howard. Who's probably the bad athlete, the King or the Hammer? Come on.
The who?
No, I didn't say the who. I'm not talking about. Not talking about Pete Townsend now. I'm talking about you and me.
Okay. Well,
no, he's backing up, Ruben. You hear it? He's like, oh, what do I say?
Uh-oh. Nickname. I don't associate myself with people who have given themselves their own nickname.
Yeah, there you go, King. There you are, King. All right, King. King,
I didn't give it to myself.
Howard, I've been looking forward for the last week to talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson because we know you're very plugged in with the Eagles. I want to know. This is like a
I'm plugged in with everybody, Joe.
Well, you know what? You are with many. I will say that this is one of those Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson moments. I want the truth. Howard, what happened?
Nothing but the truth.
All right, so help all of us, God. What happened, Howard? Do they not think he fits their culture, and is that why they weren't willing to pay him more? What happened?
Okay, let me just clear up the things that have been said that are inaccurate, so I'm going to give you the facts. If you want a code red, I'm going to give you the code red. So here it is. Fletcher Cox, let me straighten this out. Hey, listen, I could have cared less whether they brought back Fletcher Cox. He only got about $7 million. The rest of it's incentives. But that had nothing to do with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They wanted to sign him. He would have gotten more money, not much, but he would have gotten more money for the Eagles. I think his agents, from what I was told, did him wrong. Because look at the dynamics of, and I'll get back to CJ specifically. He signs with Detroit, and then the Eagles sign a safety represented by the same agent right afterwards. So the agent had to know the Eagles had interest in the other guy. And so the agent signs two players for the price of one. So otherwise, if they sign CJ, the agent's other player that just signed, what was it, Evans, would have still been out on the street. So, all right, that's number one. I don't think the agents did him right. And he would have gotten more. I know that for a fact. Not a lot, but he would have gotten more for the Eagles. Forget about all that hocus pocus with the contract that the agents put out. So
hold on. That agent contract, what he broadcasted was a three-year deal that was incredibly backloaded. Are you saying that's inaccurate?
Okay, I'm saying it was a bunch of numbers, but it was basically a one-year contract. And for that 1 year, he would have gotten between $7 and $8 million from the Eagles, where he only got $6.5 million from Detroit. So in essence, he got more money. He would have gotten more money from the Eagles. And with everything considered, which I'm about to run down, they still would have taken him. Now, with all that said, they really like him on Sunday. He's a good player, and we all agree with that. But the other six days of the week, they were challenged, but it didn't matter.
They were challenged, meaning the Eagles were challenged by the other 6 days of the week because C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the way he conducted himself, was a little goofy. Problematic?
He's a little goofy. Well, it wasn't problematic enough. Listen to what I say, John. They would have signed him. Now, I'm going to run down the people just to show you why the value for C.J. wasn't out there. Sean Payton drafted him. They need a safety. He had no interest. Vic Fangio somewhere had a connection with him, and they need a safety in Miami because he's a defensive coordinator now. They had no interest. I'll give you the best one, the one that I think the best. Denard Wilson was his coach here with the Eagles for the defensive backs. He's now with the Ravens. They really need a safety. He wanted no parts of him. Now, that doesn't mean that the Eagles didn't want parts of him, but that's why his value. So what I'm trying to tell you is, that's why his value is not really out there.
Okay.
Was not really.
Howard,
let me ask
you this question: how difficult was he? Did his teammates not like him? How tough was he?
There are teammates there that could care less whether he came back. Okay. I will say that.
So he was not particularly liked, is what you're saying?
I don't know how to categorize that. He was a challenge during the week because he's a strange guy.
But to be a challenge for your teammates,
but in
that's
the
a
end,
different
let's
level.
Not get off. Let's not get off what really is the issue here. The issue is, would the Eagles have taken him back? Yes. Could they have paid him? Would they have paid him more money? A little bit, yes. So, but he decided to go to Detroit, and that's going to be—he's going to realize that's not a better place than the Eagles. But and the cap had nothing to do with it, and Fletcher Cox had nothing to do with it. But he is a little bit of a different guy. I'll just say that.
Okay.
But they would have taken him.
Wow. Okay. We're talking today baseball. We're talking a little Sixers. We know how you feel about the Sixers. I want to take a great game-changing running back in the first round if he's available. Howard, we know the Eagles have not done this. What are the chances they do it this year?
I would be shocked if they took the running back at 10. Now, Jalen Carter's not going to get the 10. But if he gets right around there, I think they're going to take him. Or they would try to take him.
I'm surprised
you win
that
the game,
you say
John?
That.
John, I think you played football, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, where you win the game is on the lines of scrimmage, offensive and defensive line. And running back, it's spring, John. This leaves will be coming out. So shake a few trees and the running backs come falling out of there. They're all over the place.
It's so true.
I mean, there's so many running backs around. There's so many players out there.
Eagles signed LeGarrette Blount in like June that year and then acquired Jay Ajayi in October. I mean,
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They got Bradbury and C.J. Gardner-Johnson late. Everybody's worried. Last time I checked the calendar, I think we're still in March. And the season doesn't start until September.
Howard, now, should people be worried, though, about how much they've lost on D? And they've lost a lot.
Loses players. The Super Bowl champion.
Yeah,
Eddie
but they're
Reed
a
lost
but Howard, but here's my point. They're a lesser team now. Doesn't mean they're not still very good.
Well,
but
yeah,
they're clearly a lesser football team than they
Andy
were.
Andy Reid lost a starting offensive lineman? And the only reason I mention that is the Super Bowl champion. Super Bowl champions lose 15 to 20 players. There's a turnover. That's what one-year contracts are now. It seemed like to be the thing in the NFL, and they're going to get players on one-year contracts, and they're going to get them after the draft. June 1st is obviously a key date. Mm-hmm. They're going to get them in camp. They're going to get the players they need because there are so many good players that are still out there that are going to have to sign one-year contracts. So you really got to relax the fact that they've lost players. Kazir White, they were going to lose. You know, I'd like T.J. Edwards, and he really did a nice job for him. But they'll find those players are out there. But it's too early to start worrying about signing those players now. And Epps did a really, really nice job.
Yeah.
But they're not going to sign Rodney McLeod. But they'll get somebody else. Rodney McLeod's not coming back.
Why would they not sign Rodney McLeod?
Yeah.
Rodney is a great guy. Let me just preface it by saying he is a terrific guy and a great locker room guy. But you still got to play the game, be able to play. He's like Malcolm Jenkins was towards the end. Just doesn't have – you got to have some speed. The game, every sport, the game's about speed. And he
well,
just
the question
doesn't...
is how much he has left. I thought he looked pretty good in that Eagles-Colts game we saw last year.
Well, that's great.
Howard Seltzer's got a question he'd like to ask.
Yeah, an important question, Howard. Okay. And I think the whole audience is wondering this. Who will win in a free throw competition, Joe DiCamera or Mike Vrieswijk?
Mike Vrieswijk can shoot the lights out. Even if Mike Vrieswijk and what's he? How old is Mike?
Probably in his 50s.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say in his 70s he would beat Joe.
90s.
Wow. 90s. Let's go. Hey, Mike, I hope you live to 90 years old or 100 years old. You know, it's not even. What are we even talking about this for? It's a joke. It is a joke.
Let me tell you something, Howard. Listen, no one thought Ali was going to beat Liston, and then it happened. I mean,
I did.
He's, okay, well, you're the one.
You're not Muhammad Ali.
I love Muhammad Ali. It's just he was the greatest. By the way, you love when I drop names.
Yeah,
I had Muhammad Ali on my show as a guest.
That's incredible.
When he was training at, was it Deer Lake? When he was training at Deer Lake. It was Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
I met him like 3 or 4 times. Went to a birthday party of his. It's just, but as a fighter, there was nothing. when you identify a fighter as the greatest, you know, just because he had the name, you identify.
Yeah, but when you walk into the room with the name the King, we know names can be misleading.
Well, yeah, but I didn't give myself the name. All right, let me just – I'm going to drop one more thing on you. I didn't give it to me like you did. Like LaFraud James gave himself the name. Yeah. You gave yourself the name. It's fraudulent when you give yourself your nickname. I walk in the locker room one day, and Pete Rose says – because somebody did a story on me, called me the King of Sports Talkers. When Pete Rose called me the King, then everybody started calling.
That's pretty cool.
I had nothing to do with it.
No, that's good work.
Let me just drop this on you, Joe, because everybody's all chunked up about the Sixers winning last night. The other team didn't show up. Remember the Miami, those back-to-back games? The NBA is really cute the way they do this. When they have teams play back-to-back, normally the team doesn't win both games. So when Chicago wins that game on Monday, just like Miami did, remember, what was it, 3 weeks ago? Won here. And then got smoked when they went home. The other team just doesn't show up. You don't have Joel Embiid for a half. You don't have James Harden. And you're up by – the NBA is a joke because nobody plays defense.
Look, they got issues, Howard, but I will say this. You're not fair to the Sixers. I'm just being honest. You're not fair to them.
Hey, listen, they're a good team. They're not a championship team.
We'll find
they're
out.
A good team.
Hey, King, stay well, man. Appreciate it, as always, you jumping on the show. Later. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, there he is, Howard Essen. Coming up, some audio from this week to crack me up. I thought it was – I'll be interested to get the room's reaction to this audio we'll play from the world of sports. Also, we got to figure out something related to the free throw shooting contest of the Palestra. What the bet should be. We'll get to that and more up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Extend the life of your heater. Avoid costly repairs.